Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. Today was the finals for the Black Heart Cup. Again, was a lot of fun to watch this over on Twitch. It was a lot of fun to me to jump into match to match to match to match. Every time they jumped into a new match, it's at the fifth circle already. So you're jumping in where it's the most exciting part of the game. You know, you're not having to sit through there through the beginning of the game where you're just watching players farm for material or pick up their loot. You're literally just jumping into each match where it's the most exciting part, where players are in, you know, build battles, players are fighting for positioning in zone. It's the most fun, exciting part. So I really enjoyed watching it. Got to give a big shout out and congrats to all the winners. On NA East, it was RBK High Sky. On NA West, it was Johnny FNTV. EU Beehive XD won. On Oceania servers, Chief Skyla won. On Asia servers, Metasinu won. And Brazil was 9Z Zico. So congrats to all those players for winning. That was really awesome. Again, a lot of fun to watch. And again, the other really cool thing about this is it's, they're jumping in from match to match to match. So even, a lot of these winners here, I have never heard of, but they got a chance to shine today. A lot of other players I have never heard of who were just playing really well got a chance to shine on the Fortnite Twitch channel, with over, 20,000 people watching. So it was, on just those. And then I'm sure a lot of those people are streamers who have their own followers. So, not only do a lot of players get a chance to win money, but they got a chance to be featured on a stream to get people notice you. Really, really cool event and really cool way that Fortnite is presenting these events. Okay, let's get into some other news. So there's some potential quote-unquote fixes, I guess, coming to Fortnite. This is just a little preview of what might happen in the 8.2 patch notes. This came over from the Fortnite Reddit, Fortnite BR. This is put up here by Mr. Popo TFS, employee over at Epic. Let's say here. So, hey folks, thanks so much for these reports. We've sent off any new issues brought to our attention over to our QA team for investigation. In the meantime, we thought it'd be nice to let you know some of the fixes we hope to get into the version 8.2 update. Keep in mind, while we are confident in the majority of these fixes, there's always the potential for a fix to not work as expected or make it into the patch. Once version 8.2 releases, you'll be able to check out the patch notes to confirm what made it into the release. Please continue to let us know if you experience an issue. Thanks. Note, we are aware of and investigating the issue with shotguns not firing in some scenarios. Follow the status on that issue here. They have the link to the Trello. So this has been happening to me a lot, especially the pump shotguns. Again, I'm still getting a lot of blank shots with shotguns. This is also happening to me with other guns. So I hope that's something that they are looking into as well. And that was something that I've reported on multiple platforms and the correct platforms, that being the in-game bug report system over on the Trello board and, even Fortnite. Fortnite's Twitter is a good place to report, as they have mentioned. So I've made a tweet, and mentioned Fortnite in the tweet, saying, "Hey, this is a problem." Of course, doing all these reports in a respectful manner, saying that, "Hey, this is what the problem is," showing the issue, and then, just making them aware that there's an issue that needs to be fixed. Because if you just yell and say, "Hey, I hate this game," nothing's going to get fixed in it. You got to let them actually know what the issue is. And if, better yet, if you happen to have a screenshot or if you were recording video at the time that you can link in there, then they can really see, like, okay, yeah, this is an issue. We need to get this taken care of. Anyways, let's move on to the potential version 8.20 Battle Royale bug fixes. So for weapons and items, they fixed an issue where clingers were damaging players through walls when stuck to another player. So I've seen this where if you stick a player and then you build a wall in between them, or you just run into another room, but the clinger blows up, For some reason, the person who threw the clinger and is now on another side of the wall, they're still taking damage, so that is not good. They fixed an issue preventing the glider from item pickups from displaying their stack count. Another thing I wish they would do with the glider is put it as a consumable. That way it would automatically go to the very right when you pick it up, or rather than me having to fix that around in my inventory. They smoothed out the motion of grenade projectile trajectories, which were lagging behind a tick. Entering a vehicle no longer plays the release sound of balloons if you have no balloons. The balloon rope will no longer remain on your back when you run out of balloons. Fix an issue where players were flying out of a pirate cannon in a different direction than expected. That is one that has happened to me a lot. They're planning on fixing an issue preventing the ability to enter a pirate cannon when close to the other geometry. I've noticed that one myself. They're planning on fixing the ability for players to finely tune pirate cannon's ability to aim side to side. Yes, this is another one that has been hard, especially if I know there's people still struggling to get that 100 damage done with the pirate cannon to players because they have such a hard time aiming the thing. They're planning on fixing an issue caused by buried treasure to spawn loot on the starting island. For some fixes that they're hoping to fix with gameplay is an issue with icy feet remaining on indefinitely while emoting. They're wanting to fix traps now do damage to the baller vehicles first before damaging the driver. Oof. So the baller is about to get even more OP. So right now, I'm sure you've seen a way to counter the baller is if they get really close to you, to all of a sudden box them in and then put down some traps, and then the player inside the ball is going to die right now. So now they're saying they're thinking about changing that to where the trap would do damage to the ball and not the player. So that would be a big boost for the baller, an already very powerful vehicle that if it is going to negate damage from a trap as well to the player, that would be insanely strong. They're planning on fixing an issue causing some traps to be inside thicker structures, making them hard to see. They want to fix a rare occurrence of player being invulnerable while down but not out. They want to fix a camera sometimes traveling too far when cycling to another player. Let's see here. They want to fix for performance. Performance could cause undesired effects on clients, such as unnecessary movement. They want to add a fix for a rare server crash. They want to make a small performance improvement related to the baller vehicle. They want to update animation budgets to be more performant on higher scalability settings. Let's see here. There's some more in here. These are just ones that are, you know, planned to be in the next update. When we actually get the update, we'll go through the full list. But yeah, that's some of the real important stuff that you know, pertains to the actual gameplay. Again, oh my goodness, this is going to be insane if the baller gets that buff to where the trap is going to do damage to the baller first and not the player at all until that baller breaks. So yeah, hopefully some of these stability issues that people have been experiencing are about to be fixed. Let's see here. Oh, so another bit of news, guys. So I'm literally just minutes ago, I just got off of talking with Too Loud TX over from the Fortnite podcast because I was just a guest on the Fortnite podcast. So go listen to the Fortnite podcast, usually with hosts Too Loud TX and Monster D-Face. Monster D-Face was not here for this episode, so I jumped on there and talked with Troy there. So definitely go listen to that episode. We talked a lot about, you know, some fun stuff, some stuff going on in the community that's not as fun, and kind of our takes on it and what we think about, you know, competitive Fortnite, talking about the community itself and a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to give away the stuff, so go listen to the Fortnite podcast. If you're not already listening to it, which I'm sure most of you are, I mean, it's a really good podcast, and most people I've talked to and have asked me for suggestions on Fortnite podcasts, the Fortnite podcast is one that usually comes up. Let's see here, guys. So let's do a week four challenge tip now. So this one is going to be outlast opponents. You got to outlast 60 in the first stage, 70 in the second stage, and 80 in the second stage. And this vehicle's already buff, so it's going to help you get to the end and survive. Get in a baller, and you are going to easily get to the end of games, as long as you are avoiding other players. People hate the baller. So when the baller first got in the game, people were not attacking this thing at all because it had 300 HP. People didn't want to waste their ammo, but now people just, whenever they see these things, they act like a raged bull and they start attacking the thing like crazy. So if you get in a ball and stay away from most of the action, you are going to be able to last in the match really long. And if you start getting shot at, then you can just... Oh, excuse me. Oh, sorry. You can just bounce yourself away, boost yourself away, and grapple yourself away, and stay alive and stay in your ball. If you're one of those players who struggles to get to the end game, for me, I don't ever struggle to get in the top 20, but getting in the baller can definitely get me to the end game, no problem. But yeah, if you're somebody who struggles to get that far in the game, the baller is your best friend. Okay, guys, let's see here. We're going to take a little break here. When we come back, we'll have the item shop and our tip of the day. All right, let's talk about this item shop today. So in the item shop, we still have that lovely Mechanimal set that has beast mode in there with the four different themes. You get the Mauler harvesting tool with the four different themes, and the fuel glider with the four different themes. Really cool set, I think. And again, you know, you're getting four for one. Pretty cool in my eyes. Let's see here. We also have the Spider Knight outfit, one that I really liked when it originally came out. Still like the Arachne outfit. Still a fan of this one, that is for sure. Let's see here. You get the Webbreaker harvesting tool. And again, this is a harvesting tool that I really like a lot. And then you get the Hatchling glider. Really creepy. And then let's see here. In the daily items, you got the Pipsqueak harvesting tool, the Lazy Shuffle emote, the Scorpion outfit, one of my favorites, the Arctic Assassin outfit, the Chromatic wrap, and the Spring Loaded emote. This is a new emote. You are doing... handsprings, back handsprings over and over forever. I'm interested to know if this one is actually infinite. We know the infinite dab goes for 13 hours now. This handspring, the spring loaded one, keeps going forever. It's making me dizzy to look at it. I'm not entirely sure if this one goes on forever or how long it would go, but you know, I'm not going to sit here and find out. I'd be interested to see somebody if they are willing to find out. I know when the infinite dab first got when it first got patched to being 10 hours long, that there was some streamer that just put it on their stream for 10 hours doing the infinite dab. So spring loaded, somebody do that and find out if this one actually goes infinite, if it's going to go past, if it's longer than the infinite dab or what. Okay, let's see here. If you plan on doing that or getting any of these items in general, go ahead and use that creator code MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY, in the item shop, because it does support this show and I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate it. And got to say thank you to SniperNS131 over on the Discord for using that code recently and posting a picture in there. Thank you so much. Let's see here. Let's get into our tip of the day. And this one comes from Discord as well, from Questing Knight. And then he says to ping items from long distances so you know if an item is worth traveling to or not. Because if you guys didn't know, so obviously we have the ping system. But if you see an item out there way far away and it's blue or it's purple or it's gold, but you're way far away so you can't exactly see what that item is because it's too small, or your game just hasn't rendered in that item in yet. If you ping that item, you know that when you ping an item, an indicator comes up on your screen showing you in a big circle exactly what that item is. So if you're really far away, point at it. And as Questing Knight here said, you don't have to be perfect perfect with it. You just got to be, you know, you still got to be pretty close to the item. But if you're on the item and press that ping button, the item is going to show up as a picture of what it is. So if you see a gold item way out there and you ping it and it ends up just being, you know, a turret, and it's not a gold pump or a scar or something, then you can say, I don't know if it's worth it for me to travel that far, especially if it's in a direction where you know there's a lot of enemies, or, you know, the circle is about to start pushing in. You can just say, hey, forget that one. I'm going to leave that one there. Or if it's something that actually is really good, you know, like you say, you see that gold scar or you see that gold RPG, and then you're like, man, I got to get over there and get it before one of my enemies gets it, then you can know that, okay, I'm going to start rushing over there to get that right away before somebody else gets it if it's something good. Alrighty, guys, that is the show for today. Again, remind you, please head over to the Fortnite podcast. That's the name of their podcast. They got an awesome name for their podcast, obviously, the Fortnite podcast with Too Loud TX and Monster D-Face. I was just a guest on there, so not only are you going to get to hear Too Loud TX, but you'll get to hear me as well. So kind of special episode for me here. I'm really excited to get to be a guest on somebody else's Fortnite show. Hopefully we'll be doing more collabs like that on the show, and hopefully again myself here will be getting some more guests on this show in the near future. Just working on the timing on that and scheduling, and we'll get those here soon in the future. I've already talked to some people that I want to get in the future, but I just want to time this out right. That way it's good for me, especially with the kid coming up soon. I might bank some of those for those long nights where I still want to put out an episode, but you know, not getting much sleep. So let's see here, guys. Yeah, go listen to that, and then head over to the Daily Fortnite Discord. Follow me over on Twitch and on YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review. Remember, do those things together. You're going to get a shout out on the show. We haven't got any new ones recently. Even just hit that 5-star rating. Remember, if we get to 500 5-star ratings, we'll do a special giveaway just as a celebration giveaway for that. Again, in about a week from now, we will be doing a giveaway for 1-year anniversary of the show. So that will be fun. So make sure you're following me on Twitch so you can come by for that. Make sure you subscribe to the show, guys, so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.